we can have a look at how Luigi Ballora became the bodyguard of Padre Pio, or how he was the bodyguard of Padre Pio. Some interesting little stories he adds. Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, hello, I am Edward Durbin, and on our channel, Following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker, and we offer a series of short stories. So please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio can do for you or for someone you love, what his intercession can do for you. And we ask you, do support our Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video, sharing the video with others, and also if you haven't, then subscribe to our channel. Click that reminder bell too. Now, Luigi Ballora was a carabiniere, a police officer in Turin, Italy. Pardon my pronunciation. Everything changed in his life when a friend gave him a biography of Padre Pio as a gift. And he started reading this biography, and then he stopped and he began to think about things. He began to think about his life, and he soon realized that he had in fact neglected the whole spiritual side of his life for a long time. So perhaps it was, as Saint Augustine tells us, that our souls cannot rest until they rest in him. Perhaps he was experiencing the same. It was as if this book was a wake-up call, and he just needed to reorganize his priorities. So, in 1953, Luigi decided he had to make a visit to Padre Pio. And this visit turned out to be the first of many. And after that, on all occasions when he was free, whenever he had a holiday, he wanted to go to San Giovanni Rotondo to be near Padre Pio. So that was the influence that Padre Pio had over his followers. Luigi became one of the regulars, a recognizable face in the monastery, and that is Our Lady of Graces. That was the name of Padre Pio's monastery, Our Lady of Graces. And Luigi felt very blessed to know so many Capuchin priests and brothers. Padre Pio was so impressive, he said, yet often he found himself worried or fearful as he waited in the long queues for confession. Because imagine going to someone who could read the very depths of one's soul. Hidden things one does not want revealed, he pulls them out as if they are right there. And so one day Padre Pio noticed this, that Luigi was a little bit worried, fearful. And he seemed to be shaking even. And he asked him, "Why are you shaking? You probably think that I'm going to give you a very strict confession." The father gave him a nudge or a tap to calm down. Because it turned out that sometimes Padre Pio had in fact been very strict with Luigi. And even if he deserved it, yet Luigi, he did not take criticism well. So he reacted badly to this. And it was difficult for him to accept being criticized. This ended up in one day Luigi and Padre Pio having a bit of an argument. And Luigi decided that's it. He's leaving San Giovanni Rotondo, and he departed without even saying his goodbyes. He went to the hotel, he paid his bill, he packed his bags, he went to the bus stop, and there he waited for the bus. And the bus would arrive every day and stop there and pick people up. But on this day, it just drove straight through. It didn't stop for him. So what was he going to do? Perhaps Padre Pio had organized that. Well, Luigi, he had no choice. He had to go back to the hotel and take his room. He was still annoyed. He could not get over his feelings of resentment. So he decided that, you know, being in San Giovanni Rotondo, what was he going to do? He was not going to attend Padre Pio's mass. It was kind of his protest, his way of boycotting. And we all know how this is. Sometimes we do that ourselves, I'm sure. And then the next morning, while he was still in bed, something happened, and he described it as follows. It felt as if he received a strong push on his shoulder. And he quickly stood up and switched on the light. Even though he knew no one was there, he was alone in the room. What had happened? And then he remembered that Padre Pio often operated in these mysterious ways. So perhaps, he started thinking, perhaps this jolt on the shoulder was from the Capuchin saint, was somehow linked to the Capuchin saint. He's probably trying to tell me something, to put some sense into my head, Luigi thought to himself. Anyway, in the hotel, he found a priest, and they started talking, and the priest convinced him, just go to Mass, go to Padre Pio's Mass. So he did that. And on that same day, Luigi spoke to Padre Pio and apologized to him. They made up. And Padre Pio's response, my son, all that is now past. Let us bury it and think no more on it. That's how the saint reacted. Another time. Now, Luigi had noticed a growing desire, a great desire within himself to be of service to Padre Pio and to the others. And the superior, Father Camillo Sassano, had noticed Luigi's willingness to help, to be involved. And so one day he approached Luigi and asked him if he wanted a holiday job. And he explained it as follows. He was looking for a volunteer to guard the door of Padre Pio's cell, to keep people from harassing Padre Pio. Father Camillo and the other Capuchins knew that Luigi worked for the police and they trusted him. They saw him as the perfect candidate for this job. At that time, Padre Pio was very weak. He was feeling sick. And the confreres were in fact worried about him. So they needed someone to stop Padre Pio being harassed so he could rest properly. And as it turned out, sometimes just complete strangers would feel they could somehow make their way into the cloistered area and there invade the father's cell and, you know, in a sense, harass him so he couldn't rest properly, couldn't sleep. They felt they could do that. It was a problem they faced. So Padre Pio had to be protected, had to be guarded from these people. And Luigi responded, there is nothing I would like more than to help Padre Pio in this way. And for Luigi to get into the monastery, every morning he had to take a very circuitous route. Luigi would enter the monastery through a hidden door in some construction site, some construction within the monastery. And when he arrived, he would greet Padre Pio in the cell. And Padre Pio answered in a weak voice, as if his sickness was really affecting him. And after that, Luigi would go and sit down. There was a chair there for him, a straw chair, and he just sat there and guarded. Every now and again, someone would appear, they'd make their way through, and the guard, Luigi, would quickly show them the exit, the way out of the cloister. It was off limits to be there. Padre Pio needed rest, and he let them know it. Luigi loved this voluntary role as Padre Pio's special guard, and he soon began to realize that there were also certain perks or advantages to this new job. For instance, one of the perks, whenever Padre Giustino and Padre Pio were having breakfast together in Padre Pio's cell, they invited Luigi in to come and sit down and to join them. And Luigi noticed that Padre Pio never took more than a few sips from, I guess it was his coffee or his tea, and then he left it. And then Luigi could have the rest, and he made sure he drank from the same cup as Padre Pio. It was kind of like having his own private relic, a special blessing for him. The doctors also had ordered a special boiled egg to be prepared for Padre Pio. But he could never manage it, and he had always give it to Luigi, who would accept it with joy. And then one day, there was a doctor visiting from the hospital, Casa Solevio della Sofrenza, and he brought a special vitamin-enriched jelly dessert for Padre Pio. Luigi, will you help me with this? I don't have the appetite, said Padre Pio, offering him the dessert. And then practically every afternoon, in return, Luigi would buy Padre Pio a bottle of beer, of chilled beer to drink. Padre Pio said, but how can you do this for me? How can you buy this for me? It is my great pleasure and it shows my dedication to you. Luigi would also help with the overflowing mail that arrived at the monastery. Remember, there were literally thousands of letters arriving every day. They would all have to be answered, so Luigi would help out with this. And on one occasion, this is quite an interesting story. On one occasion, Padre Pio spoke to Luigi on the details of some letter that he had received. Sometimes the letter wasn't even opened and Padre Pio seemed to know the contents and seemed to know the answer. And he gave the answer to Luigi and said, tell that person concerned that everything will be all right if or when they change their lawyer. And then later on, Luigi heard that that person had followed Padre Pio's advice and had changed their lawyer, and everything had turned out well. Somehow Padre Pio knew that. Often, Luigi would open Padre Pio's door, look inside to see that everything was still fine. If Padre Pio needed anything, he could help him with that. And he said that whenever he did so, he would find the father praying. It seemed that Padre Pio never stopped praying. Sometimes Luigi saw the saint gazing at the beautiful picture of Our Lady of Purity that hung on the wall inside his cell. And this special guard of Padre Pio lasted for 22 days. They were days of graces, blessings, and happiness for Luigi. And over the time, Luigi had grown very attached to Padre Pio and found it difficult even to think of leaving. Such was the influence of Padre Pio. And he told Padre Pio, "Now that I have gotten used to living here in this paradise near to you, it is very difficult for me even to think of going back to Turin." And Padre Pio kissed him on both cheeks, Italian style, and said, "Dear Luigi, may God reward you 1,000 times for all that you have done for me." In the years that followed, Luigi continued to visit Padre Pio, and sometimes just short visits, other times longer visits. And Padre Pio would affectionately call him, "My dear Luigi." And Luigi would object, "But it is you who are the dear one." He also asked Padre Pio to help his family, especially in the hour of their deaths. "Yes, I will do that. But you must also prove yourselves worthy of it." So you can't just hand over all your responsibility for your prayers and everything. Padre Pio would do his part, but he would expect us to do our part. One day, Luigi was speaking with Padre Pio and asked him for a spiritual thought, for some word of wisdom, a spiritual word of wisdom, not just for himself, but for his family as well. And this is what Padre Pio responded. "Always live as if under the watchful eyes of God." I guess that's good advice. If we always think God is gazing at us, we're not going to go off the path. And also, it's going to encourage us in difficult times. God is watching us. He will help us. So it performs both. And then Luigi had this kind of sneaky idea, and he handed Padre Pio a piece of paper and asked him please to write these words down. Well, Padre Pio did that. He wrote them down on a piece of paper, and Luigi kept this as one of his greatest treasures for the rest of his life, he said. So how is that possible? That a simple few words on a piece of paper can be your greatest treasure. And perhaps it's linked to our Lord's words that man does not live on bread alone. These spiritual things, they also give us a lot of nourishment. Please do help us in our apostolate. Do like our videos, share them with others. And if you do participate in our Protected Child of Padre Pio program, then you will receive certain things. We will send you this picture. Beautiful picture of Padre Pio, high quality printing, also a little booklet of selected prayers and spiritual advice of Padre Pio. And if you live in the UK, then this statue behind me, you will receive one like that. So please do participate in this Protected Child of Padre Pio program. But if you're unable to, that's also fine. You can enroll your Mass pre-intentions in next Friday's Mass. Both of these, just look at our website, and there are links there on how to do this. Just go to our website. There's a little video that follows on this as well. Please watch it.